Hello, everyone. Welcome to week two of the Big Launch Mastermind. This is Jessica Kaver-Lindholm, and I'm so excited to be here with all of you today. Had a great kickoff to the week. I love how active everyone is in the Facebook group and getting to see, honestly, what go-getters all of you are. You know, when I created this mastermind, my focus was really that I wanted driven, passionate women who are ready to get results. And all of you are really diving in here and going for it. And with that energy, anything is possible. I love getting to see everyone starting to do their market research calls, connecting with their audiences, putting out surveys, really getting clarity around what your group program is going to be about. You know, our focus from last week was all about designing your group program. What's the topic? How long will the program be? What will your audience find really valuable that they'll be interested in investing in, and laying a really solid foundation to move forward with creating your program and having a successful launch. And this week, we're going to be getting clear on your launch income goal. So what you'll be charging for your program, how many people you want to sign up, plus how big your list needs to be to hit your income goals, and the next steps you're going to need to take to grow your list and prep for your launch. At this point, you should have begun to design your group program to be feeling really clear on which topic you'll be creating your program on, the basic outline of how you're going to be breaking down your program into mini goals, either every week or every other week, how long your group program is going to be, and then starting to fill in what this week-to-week content will include. These first 2 weeks of designing your program and getting clear on your launch goals are foundational to creating your entire program. And it's from this space that you'll want to start growing your list to support a successful launch. So we'll be taking an implementation next week, which is week three, for several reasons. One, because there's a lot of pieces that you're creating right now in a short amount of time. And I don't want you to go into overwhelm or burnout mode. And so I want you to really have the space to take what you've learned from last week and what you're going to be learning this week and really implement it and get the results and get the clarity that you need so that when we dive back in week four into the launch prep and really nurturing your list and starting to build your sales page, that you'll know exactly what to do next. So what I would like you to do during this time, and we'll be going over this a little bit more, but for next week during your implementation week, is first to finish outlining your group program and beginning to include any content or resources and getting really clear on what's going to be happening week by week for your clients and why. The next piece is you're going to be focusing on growing your list and bringing in new leads and starting to build a relationship with these new leads before you launch. We'll be going over some options later in this training for list building, and you'll also be receiving a training beginning of next week, beginning of your implementation week on Facebook ads. From a guest expert who has ran Facebook ads for me before and done a really amazing job. So if you're interested in launching a Facebook ads campaign as well, you'll be getting some training on that next week. Finally, this implementation week you'll have next week is also, you know, it's over the holiday season here, and I want you to be able to take the time to enjoy family and friends and loved ones and holiday parties and get-togethers. You know, we're never here to create a successful online business just to create crazy making, to never see your friends anymore, to be busy all the time and never have fun. And so I want you to have that space to implement and get clarity on your program and be building your list and also to enjoy family time and time with friends. You know, launches don't need to be draining, but they do take a lot of focus and attention. And so it's a great idea to make sure you're energized and rejuvenated and ready to dive in when we begin launch prep in week four. So another quick note that I want to point out here about outlining your group program. You know, I talked about using this time last week, this week, next week to really get clear on what this program is about, what's included in it, who it's for, and starting to piece it together so that when we launch, you're completely clear on what your marketing is going to be about, what your sales page is going to look like, and those next steps. But here's something to remember. You don't have to create all the content for your program before you launch. So this is actually up to you. I've had clients and I've had colleagues do it a couple different ways. Some people feel best knowing that everything's created ahead of time, that they can just dive right into the launch and they're ready to go. what I've noticed for myself and for many of my colleagues and fellow entrepreneurs who are very successful at this as well, is that it's also often very helpful to be able to create the content as you're going. You know, this isn't just diving in and guessing along the way, but instead creating a really strong, clear outline for yourself. Know what's going to be happening week to week. Know what the content's going to be, what the modules or trainings, et cetera, are going to be, what bonuses or resources might be available. But then not actually have to create all of that content ahead of time. To actually create it a week or 2 weeks or a couple weeks before it's going to be going out to your group, but not to have it all ready before you even launch. And there's a couple reasons that I found really useful to do this. One, it takes the pressure off having to finish everything before you launch, since the launch process in and of itself can be pretty time-consuming, and you want to really focus on getting your numbers and having a really supportive launch and hitting your goals, and then you can shift your focus to really nurturing these amazing people who have signed up for your program, offering them great content, and then filling out the modules. The other reason is, by waiting to create all of the training material and all the content for your group program, it allows you to keep a pulse on your group and how quickly they're moving through the program. So you can add in additional resources as needed, spend more time in certain areas, or even reorganize the order of the modules. Not all of the modules, but if you find a module or two would be better placed in a different area, then you can do that to really support the group. You know, I've had this happen in several of my group programs. It's also happened to me as a participant in some of my coaches' programs as well. One, it takes any pressure off of you needing to, like, guess 100% exactly what everyone's going to need. You, as an expert in your area will be able to clearly identify what the basic order should be. But I've noticed, you know, in some of my group programs, I'm like, wow, everyone's moving faster than I thought they would. Let's go ahead and move the self-conversation module up so they can start booking clients, and then we'll swing back around and focus on, you know, growing their list, for example. Or at the same time, I might see, wow, I didn't think everyone would have this many questions on this area. Why don't we spend a little bit more time here, and I'll add in some extra training here, and then we'll move on to the next step. So it allows you to really be of best service to your people, I find, by not trying to have everything done ahead of time, but of course still having a really clear supportive outline for your program. All right, well, that's everything with intro here. So let's go ahead and dive into the training for this week to help you create your launch income goals. And I recommend filling out your training guide as we go through this material if possible. Just pause the audio recording as needed to fill in your answers, or you can, of course, fill in the training after or fill in the training guide after you've listened to the audio if you prefer. But I'm going to be really walking you through step by step, asking you some of these questions. You're going to be thinking about them anyway, so it might be really helpful to either have that downloaded so you can be filling it out on your computer or even printing it out so you can be filling it in there. Okay, first piece is know how many people to enroll in your program. This can vary a lot. And so the first piece that we're going to be exploring to know how many people to enroll is how much would you love to make with this launch? You know, that's the big focus for this week more than anything is what do you want to make with this launch and giving yourself permission to step into that space. Once you have an idea of what that number is, you know, ideally you've started to work through in the welcome packet what you'd love to be making during this launch and why. And so I want to touch back on this a little bit here. Do you have a specific reason for the income you want to come in with this group program? Is there a purpose for the money that will be coming in that you feel really passionate about? Remember, this isn't the only time that you're ever going to be able to make money. So you don't have to cram all your dreams, you know, every bit of traveling and shopping that you want to do, all bills and future bills into this one launch. What would make you feel really proud and excited to achieve with this launch? And the reason I'm touching on this here is oftentimes I'll connect with my clients and they're like, okay, I need to bring in $20,000 with this launch. And I'm like, okay, you know, that's totally doable. But let's look at it a little bit, especially if this is a first launch or maybe your list size isn't quite there yet, to not put expectations on yourself that are maybe going to cause a lot of pressure when, in all honesty, you would have been thrilled to have a $10,000 launch. The other piece that I noticed, and this was with a client recently, is we were looking at what her ideal budget was for her launch. And she had things that were really important to her right now with the holiday season, gifts she wanted to give, travel she wanted to do. But she also had things all the way out through like March and May of next year and renovations she wanted to do in her house and a credit card bill that needed to be paid. And then someone's birthday was going to be down the road here. This is a good example of expecting or acting as if this is the only time you're ever going to get to earn. In a consistent business, which is what you're creating, a successful, consistent business, you have the opportunity every single day to create income for yourself. You have the opportunity every month to get clear on how much you want to earn at that during that month. You don't need to put all of your dreams and desires and bills for the next 90 days to 4 months or 5 months into this one launch. So if you're doing that right now, I recommend that you look back at why you're doing that. Is it from the space of abundant thinking, knowing there's more than enough money that you can consistently be launching? Or is it from a space of like, this is my one shot, I've got to prove to myself I can do it? Because that's not serving you. So look right now, what would really light you up with this launch? Is there a trip you'd love to take? Is there some gifting you'd love to do? Is there some gifting to yourself that you've been wanting to do, or maybe some investments for your business? And if there, you know, I was going to say about credit cards and bills and that sort of thing, do it from a space of, I would feel so good paying that off. I feel so excited. I feel so free. Not from a space of, I need to be responsible and get this done. For example, if you have a bill that's coming up that you'd feel really good about paying off and moving past and paying off that credit card, it feels so freeing, great. If you're using a credit card that has 0% APR for the next 2 years and you're using it to build your business and actually deep down you're not that excited about paying it off, you just felt like you should because that's what, quote, responsible people do, that's a different energy. So that's the first piece to look at here. What do you actually want to make during this launch? Is it from a space of feeling abundant? And what would make you feel really proud and excited to achieve with this launch? Whether that's $5,000, $10,000, or $50,000, that's up to you, but you need to know the number that's true for you. Once you know that, how much you can earn during this program really depends on how big your list and your following are at the moment or how big you're planning on growing them before you launch. Your list size determines how many people will most likely sign up for your group. And once you've calculated this number, you'll be able to compare it to what your launch income goal is to help you decide on the pricing for the program. So you've probably heard me say it before, but the industry standard for how many people will most likely sign up for your program is 1 to 3%. 1 to 3% of your list will most likely sign up for your coaching program. So, for example, if you have 500 people on your list, you could expect 5 to 15 signups in your program. Now, that number is a little broad, and I lean towards expecting more like 1 to 2% and working with that number just to be safe. This doesn't mean that I don't believe in abundance and I don't believe in miracles and doesn't mean you can't have 5% or 10%, but just so that I know that I'm doing my work to make sure that my list is big enough. I like to focus on, you know, expecting about 1 to 2% of my list to sign up. So if I had 500 people on my list, I'd expect 5 to 10 people to sign up. The number of signups also depends on a couple of other factors, like the price of your program. Whether you're selling a $1,000 program versus a $5,000 program, you're going to have more people most likely sign up for the $1,000 program. How long the program is, you know, people are, if they feel it's easier oftentimes to sign up for a 6-week or 8-week, even a 90-day program than like a 6-month or a year-long program. So that's something else that can affect your signups. The other piece of it is how long it's been since you've launched another group program. You know, launching back-to-back without consistent list building can definitely decrease the number of signups for your program as well. So with all of this in mind that we've discussed here, just in this first section of what do you actually want to be earning from this program, why, how big is your list, looking at that 1 to 3%, now I'd like you to jump over to your training guide and fill in the areas on how big your list currently is, how many signups you could expect if you have 1, 2, or 3% of your list signed up for your program. And if you already had a number of signups in mind, are these numbers hitting your goals? Is your list already big enough? And if not, then list building will be one of your main focuses for the next couple weeks, even month or so here while you're getting ready to launch. Okay, so let's dive into the next piece, which is deciding how much to charge for your group program and how to know if charging premium prices is right for you. Now that you know how big you want your group program to be, you can begin to review the pricing for the program. Pricing is really a personal choice depending on your desires, your wealth consciousness, if there's purpose for the money you're bringing in, and if your audience sees the value of your offering. Whether to charge premium pricing or not depends largely on, one, the size of your list, and two, the type of brand you have. If you want a premium brand, charge premium pricing. You know, if you want to be seen as the Chanel in your industry, don't be putting out $47 info products, at least not until you've really positioned yourself in that way and can then move into pieces like that. However, if you start with a large list and you're looking to book, let's say, 100 or more clients in your program, then you can definitely start to decrease your prices and still hit your income goal. And it really comes back to, what's your brand? What's your brand about? How do you want to be seen in this industry? And wealth consciousness is a huge piece of it as well. Do you feel that there's more than enough clients? Do you feel that there's an abundance in this world that you can charge $500, $1,000, $2,000, $4,000 for your group program and know that there are clients out there who are ready and willing to sign up for your program? Is there a specific number that you've already had in mind to charge for your group program? And if so, what is that number? And some of these questions are available right now as well over in your training guide. So if you want to jump over there, if you're not already, and be filling this in, we can be working back and forth between both of these. You know, oftentimes people will come to me and they'll say, you know, I'm really lit up about a $2,500 group program, which is completely fine. It really goes back to, you know, what's the reasoning for that? Why are you inspired by that? Is it really true for you, or is it because you saw someone else doing it and you're like, well, I can do it too? For example, when I sold my first 101 program, my 90-day program, it was a $5,000 program. I probably wouldn't have had the gumption to create a $5,000 program on my own, but I feel like I've really received guidance on that number. And even though it felt like a stretch and it felt a little crazy for me at the time because I'd only sold $50 single sessions previously, it's what really felt right for me. And I was lucky enough to have a coach at the time who stood by me and said, okay, if that's what you feel is true for you, we're going to follow that. This is where you have to check in for yourself. Is there a specific number that you already had in mind that really hit you in the chest, that really felt like, I don't know why it's 1,000 or 2,000 or whatever, but this is the number that really feels great for me? If so, what is that number? And go ahead and fill that in. The next step is, does this pricing that really feels true for you, does it make sense with how many people you want to have in your group program plus your overall launch income goals? For example, let's say that you felt really connected to selling your program for $1,000. And also, you're really excited to have 10 women in your program. So that means that you could have a $10,000 launch, which totally lines up with your launch income goals. Is that how it's working out for you, or does there need to be some adjustment somewhere in there? And if you didn't already have certain pricing in mind, then take your launch income goal and work backwards. So let's just use the same numbers here. Let's say that you really were excited about having a $10,000 launch, but you're not really sure how many people you want to have in the program or how much you want to charge for it. Well, this is a space that you can work backwards with. So you could say, okay, well, I have 1,000 people on my list. I want them to have a $10,000 program. So in all honesty, there's no reason that I can't get at least 10 people in this program. So why don't I go ahead and charge $1,000 each and then check in for yourself? How does charging $1,000 feel? Does it feel in alignment? Does it feel like way too big of a stretch? Or on the other side, does it feel way too low? You don't have to make these numbers line up perfectly. If you have 1,000 people on your list, you have a strong intention of booking at least 10 people in this program, and your launch income goal is $10,000, that doesn't mean you can't sell this program for $2,000 per person. If you feel like $1,000 per person is just too low, that gives you a little wiggle room there that, you know, you could have 5 people in the group and still hit your goals, or you could go ahead and book all 10 and actually end up having a $20,000 launch. So this is a space where you're partially using this equation to get clear on what your launch income goal is, how many people you want in the program based on how big your list size is or how big you want it to be, plus what feels like a really true number for you, and allowing yourself to play with those numbers and see where your sweet spot is. The last piece of it is, what's the minimum that you're available to be paid for your group program and still feel like you're well compensated for your work? You know, oftentimes I'll put group programs out there and say, okay, this group program is $3,000, but I'm going to have early bird pricing start at 2,000 because I feel like if I'm paid at least 2,000 per person, that I feel really well compensated. And then it gives me some space there to have some early bird pricing or use that pricing as an incentive during a sales conversation with someone who's trying to decide if they want to sign up or not, that would actually inspire them to take action today. So give yourself that space as well. If you're like, no, this is a $2,500 program, I feel really good about that. But actually, you know, even if I was paid $2,000 on this, I would still feel really lit up. Then maybe $2,000 is your early bird pricing or the special incentive or promo that you can use when you're on a sales conversation or doing a live training call to inspire someone to sign up today. All right, so great work on that chunk. You can head back over to the training guide and fill those pieces in. Feel free to pause this audio if you want to and get clear on, like, where's your list size at, what's the next pieces that need to be done, how much do you actually want to be earning with this program, and starting to really get clarity around that. Once you've done that, let's dive into the next piece, which is how big your list actually needs to be to hit your income goal. You know, we've touched on this a little bit with how big is your list already, but I know, you know, we have a wide range of people in this mastermind. Some of you are starting from scratch and maybe don't even have a list yet. And so we're going to be looking at ways that you can start building a list or ways that you might have other resources that you could be using, such as a YouTube or Facebook following already. While some of you already have 1,500 or 2,000 people on your list, that doesn't mean that just because you already have a certain number of people on your list that you don't want to keep growing your list. More numbers on your list is never going to hurt you. So definitely keep consistently growing your list. Okay, so now that you've calculated how big your email list needs to be and you have your email system set up, it's time to create a list building plan. And what I mean by all of this is you've gotten clear on how many people you want in your program, if your list size is up to par with that, or if you need to be growing your list. So let's start to get a plan here for what this list building needs to look like before you launch. The first piece of this is, when are you planning on launching your group program? If you're following right along with this mastermind, you're going to be beginning your launch in week 7, which is about mid-January, I think around January 18th. If this feels a little too fast, or if you have some major list building that you feel like you need to do, then you might consider pushing your launch date back another week or two. It never, you know, if it's not like, I need the money today, I need to do this launch today, if you're not coming from that space and can actually give yourself the spaciousness to, you know, do a little extra list building, it's never going to hurt you. So that's something to consider. At the same time, if you're like, I've already got 2,000 people on my list, I'm only looking to get 10 in the group program, I'm already at a great space, then using these next few weeks to start doing list building will only serve you, and it sounds like you're already ready to probably launch. Okay, so how many people do you want in your group program to sell it out? Is it 5? Is it 10, 15, 20? And then why do you want this many people? Is it just because the numbers make sense? Or, for example, maybe you want a smaller group so that you can really give everyone personalized support. Or maybe you want a larger group so there'll be a really, you know, active, live community for everyone to interact with. What is your vision for your group program? What do you see the energy of it being like? Is it small and supportive? Is it large and active? Is it a blend somewhere between the two? What you probably noticed here as we're going through this training is it really is a blend between you staying really connected to your desires and what you see as the pricing and as your vision for this program, and at the same time using tools like the industry standard is 1-3%, or breaking up how much list building you need to do. It's bringing those two sides together. It's this masculine and this feminine. And when you bring those together is when I really see a lot of success. So if you have an idea of how many people you want in your program, when you're going to be launching it, let's go ahead and break it down here. How many weeks until you launch your group program? Pull out your calendar here, look at it. How many weeks, or count it down, how many weeks until you launch your group program? How many people do you need on your list to really feel comfortable, like, okay, no problem, I can definitely sell out this program? And once you know those numbers, how many new leads do you need to get on your list a week so that your list is big enough to sell out your group program? So let's say that you have, you already have 200 people on your program. You know you're going to need a minimum of 500. So that means you need to get 300 more people onto your list. And let's say that you're wanting to launch in 3 weeks. Well, that means you need to get 100 people on your list each week. And this is just an example. You need to work it out for yourself to see how many people do you need to be getting on your list each week. And I would even break it down a step more from there and look at how many people does that mean you need to be getting signed up a day. This gives you some guidelines so that you can break down how many leads you'll be bringing on a week per day. And this will help you make sure that your list building is effective. You know, if your list building isn't up to par, then you're going to need to put in some extra effort. You're going to need to share your free resource maybe in more Facebook groups to get it out on Periscope or on Instagram, maybe even start a Facebook ads campaign. Or if you're like, wow, you know, I wanted 100 people a week and I've already got 150 people this week. This is rocking out. I'm actually overhitting my goals. Great. Go for it. So use this structure here to give yourself a clear guideline and a clear plan so that you don't get to launch date and suddenly be like, oh my gosh, I don't have enough people on my list. Like, use this as a daily and a weekly practice to keep yourself really on track. Okay, so next part and final part of this training is the next steps to take to actually grow your list. This could be an entire training in and of itself. So I'm going to be diving in here to, you know, explore maybe how you've currently been growing your list, what's worked for you in the past, also what's worked for me, and allow you to do a little exploration in here. And I'm also going to be sharing what's worked best for me up to this point. And then from here, I ask you to get into the Facebook group or get into our live coaching calls and ask the specific questions where you need support. You know, if you have questions specifically about launching a webinar or an audio series or a video series or writing an ebook, or when to start your Facebook ads campaign and how many people you should be expecting to sign up a day, bring those specific questions to the group coaching call so that I can give you personalized support on that. Okay, so to start with this on how to grow your list, the first thing I want to do is check in with you. What's the main way that you've grown your email list up to this point? What have you seen work for you in the past? Or just as importantly, what hasn't worked? You know, and doing a little exploration here so that we can, if it's not broke, don't fix it, you know, rinse and repeat what's been working. Are you currently consistently building your email list? And if so, how? You have to be consistently building your list throughout your career as an entrepreneur. Whether that's sharing free resources on Facebook, doing Facebook ads, or, you know, doing a Periscope challenge or something, it doesn't matter. But you need to consistently be bringing new leads onto your list. If you don't have a big list or if you're not currently list building, here's something else to explore. Do you have an audience or a following in other areas besides an email list, such as YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, etc.? Here's the thing. Social media can change at any moment, and the audience you had may no longer be, you know, as engaged. Maybe they're not even able to be as engaged, such as when they shifted some of the algorithms with Facebook. We also don't have control over these social media platforms. We don't know any time that Facebook's going to shut down a group or Periscope doesn't exist anymore. I mean, overall, we don't expect that, but I just wouldn't put all of your eggs in one basket. I wouldn't expect one of these social media platforms to be able to carry you and your business on its own. What you want to do is consistently drive traffic from these areas. So if you have a huge Facebook following in your group or, you know, on your page, if you have a great YouTube following, consistently be driving this traffic over onto your which you'll have much more control over. The fastest way that I've been able to grow my list is by creating a free resource that my ideal clients are interested in and then either sharing it across social media for free or using a Facebook ads campaign. If you don't currently have a free resource, what could you create that your ideal clients would find valuable? Is it an ebook, a live training call, a video? Think about your people. You know, I recommend making your free resource easy for you to create, but powerful and valuable to your client. You don't need to go write a novel of an ebook, you know, this 100-page ebook, for several reasons. One, it's going to take a lot of time and energy for you rather than just getting something out there now that could be starting to get people on your list. Number two, majority of the people who sign up for that free ebook are not going to finish a 100-page ebook. You know, give them something that they can really take advantage of today and start to utilize. So like I said, I recommend making your free resource easy for you to create but powerful and valuable for your client. Even just creating a short audio training and a PDF checklist can be incredibly helpful for your audience. You don't need to overwhelm them with a ton of information or an extensive ebook. Think about for yourself, like when you download a free resource, what helps you the most? Is it a quick cheat sheet? Is it an audio training? Is it maybe you love video and you love to be able to see the person that you're connecting with? Start to brainstorm, if you don't already have a resource that's really working for you right now to grow your list, what could you create in the next week? Not something that's going to take weeks to put together and then going to have six people help you and hire an entire training team or VA team to put it together. What can you start to put together right now that you can start converting leads and start growing your list almost immediately? Oftentimes, our audience will get as much or more benefit from smaller bite-sized pieces of trainings. For instance, you could set up a five-day audio series that included a 10-minute audio each day and a call to action. One of my first free resources that I created was called 5 Days to Thrive. It was 5 days. It was 7 to maybe 15 minutes tops of audio each day that was sent out, plus a call to action in the email. You know, it was really simple, but people got some great results and they felt really connected to my voice. And I ended up booking my first $5,000 client from that specific audio resource. So make it easy, make it powerful, start to get people on your list ASAP. If you're not sure what to offer as your free resource, refer back to the market research that you all have been doing right now or any surveys that you've been sending out to your list. What's their big pain points that they'd love some support in overcoming? And how can you offer support around that right now? You know, I've grown my list almost solely through Facebook. First by creating free resources and sharing them in other experts groups where my ideal clients were hanging out. Then by creating my own Facebook group and supporting ideal clients and offering them resources within my group. And finally by creating Facebook ads campaigns. I now use a blend of all three of these to utilize both paid and free lead generation. So see what works best for you right now. You know, maybe start by creating a resource, test out that free resource for free on Facebook or on Instagram, you know, using a challenge or just sharing it across Facebook groups to start to get people to sign up on your list. By doing that, you'll be able to see if that resource is converting well, if the message is clear. And if so, then that's a great time to put a Facebook ads campaign behind it as well and really pump up the results that you can get. You can also use other social media platforms like Periscope, Instagram, LinkedIn, and more to grow your list. I recommend choosing the social media that you love to use and that excites you the most. I used Facebook in the beginning because I loved Facebook. It was easy for me. I liked to hang out there versus, you know, LinkedIn I didn't spend as much time on because my ideal clients weren't on there and it wasn't my favorite place to hang out. But you have to find what's true for you. You don't need to master all of these platforms. You don't need to know how to use Periscope and Instagram and Facebook and all of them right now. If you master one of these areas, you know, like I did with Facebook, then you'll be earning enough to hire someone else to take care of any other social media or social media platforms that you desire to use. All right, so great work, ladies. Listen to this training as often as needed for additional support and getting clear on your launch income goals, how many people you'd love to have in your program and want to charge, as well as how big your list needs to be to sell out your programs and the next steps you'll need to take to start growing that list. There was a lot of information in this training, and there's also a lot of information over in your training guide, more so that you'll need to be filling in. You know, this is the framework of what you're going to need to have to create a successful launch, to create a successful group program. And for you to now take this training and go over to your training guide and fill in what are your numbers, how big is your list, let's get into reality here. You know, if you only have 100 people on your list and you're wanting 10 people to sign up for your program, what do you need to do to get those numbers so that you can sell out your program? You have the power to create whatever it is that you desire and to stay really connected to those desires. What is your launch income goal? Why? How many people do you need on your list? And what are the next steps that you need to take? By going through this specific training, it's going to help give you a clear roadmap for your next steps. So that you're not just out there spinning and kind of doing work and hoping something will work. You'll actually say, okay, this is how many people I expect to sign up on my list every day. So when I'm ready to launch, by the end of January, I know my list size is going to be big enough. I know that the numbers make sense. I know the value of my program. Also, write down any questions that have come up during this training where you feel you need additional support and bring these to our live coaching call. There, like I said, especially around like the list building in and of itself, that could be its own exclusive 8-week training on its own. But that's not our focus here. You know, I know the women who signed up for this program, you're not brand new. You've been at least around the entrepreneurial world a bit, but you probably already know some list building techniques that you've seen work for others or you've seen even work for yourself. And so I'm holding you responsible to start putting these into place and start really taking your power, take your power back, step into your power and do what's needed to start growing your list, to start growing your following. At the same time, bring your questions to our live training calls. If you're like, okay, I've been doing this live webinar and it hasn't been working, let me get my eyes on it. What's going on? Maybe it's the title. Maybe it's the time of day that you've been putting it out there. Let's start to break it down to make sure that you've got a list growing plan that's really going to work for you. Also, be sure to review and start to fill in the training material that's included with this audio. This will help you bring powerful and clear questions to our group coaching calls and helps me in supporting you and getting the most out of this training. If you've done the work, if you've listened to the training, if you've started to put together the numbers, we'll be able to create a really powerful plan for you. And if you can't make a coaching call live, you're always welcome to send in your questions to info@jessicacaber.com into my team. Once again, that's info@jessicacaber.com. But I highly recommend attending the calls live whenever possible so that you can really receive personalized support. You know, this is one of the most powerful parts of this entire program is getting on these live trainings. And I know that the more that you show up there, the more that you ask your questions, that you really become visible, the more you'll get from this training, from this group mastermind, and the more that you will be able to take away from this program, both in learning, but also in income. So definitely show up for those live trainings. Lastly, if you have any questions about the training or need additional support between our coaching sessions, definitely utilize the Facebook group. This is a safe, supportive space for you to receive the guidance and clarity you desire, as well as make connections, hold yourself accountable, and set your intentions. So that's it, ladies. That's it for this week. So now it's your turn. It's your turn to go, you know, re-listen to this audio if you need extra support, to go ask questions in the Facebook group, to start to fill out your training guide and write down any questions that you're having. Jump onto our live coaching call this week. You are ready to rock and roll and ready to take the next steps forward in both designing your program, having that outlined, getting that put together, as well as knowing how much you want to earn with this program, how many people you need on your list, and what your next steps are to start list building so that you know when it's time to launch your group program that you've done everything within your power to set yourself up for success and set yourself up to sell out your program. Great work, ladies. Wrapping up the training for week 2 here for Big Launch Mastermind, and I will see you all on our live group coaching call here very soon and can't wait to connect and see the progress that you're already making. Great work. I'll see you soon. This is Jessica Caper-Lindholm. Bye.